It says in Psalm 46, verse 1, God is for us a refuge and a strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She shall not be moved. God will help her at the break of day. Nations are in an uproar. Kingdoms shake. He lifts his voice and the earth melts. The captain of the armies of heaven is with us. The God of Jacob is for us a fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The captain of the armies of heaven is with us. The God of Jacob is for us a fortress." Harvest time, I have a word from the Lord for you. Get ready to experience the river of God in 2016. Get ready to experience the refreshing of his presence. Get ready to experience the soul satisfaction of his presence. Get ready to experience the security of his presence and the hope of his presence. Get ready. Get ready for another move of the Holy Spirit in our church. Get ready for a fresh outpouring. Get ready for a renewal. Get ready for a revival. God is about to release the river of his presence in our midst, beginning with this New Year's Eve service tonight. I have three prophetic promises and one instruction to share with you quickly from the Lord tonight, and then we're going to invite you to the altar for a time of ministry and a time of prayer. Three prophetic promises and one instruction. The first promise is this. In 2016, we're going to experience God's inner peace no matter what. You know, as we stand on the threshold of the new year, I think that there's a mixture of both anticipation and anxiety. Personally, we are full of hope. But we have to admit tonight that we live in a world that is full of uncertainty. Psalm 46 addresses the issue of uncertainty. We don't know what nature is going to do in 2016, and we don't know what the nations are going to do. Verse 3 says that nature might roar and shake. Verse 6 says that the nations might roar and shake. It's the same exact Hebrew words in both verses, roar and shake. You know, as we come into 2016, we don't have any guarantee from this world. We don't know what ISIS is going to do. We don't know what Iran is going to do. Yesterday we learned that Iran fired on three of our U.S. warships in the Persian Gulf. We don't know what Putin is going to do. We don't know what Syria is going to do. We don't know what China is going to do. We don't know what Kim Jong-un is going to do. I don't think he knows what he's going to do. We don't know what Washington is going to do. We don't know what Wall Street is going to do. We don't know what the Fed is going to do. We don't know what the weather is going to do. We don't know what the world is going to do, but we do know what our God is going to do. God is going to be every kind of help that we need in 2016, right when we need it. God is our refuge and God is our strength, an ever-present help in trouble. You know that word refuge in verse 1, it means a defensive shield, a defensive fortification, a bulwark, a rampart, an earthen wall of defense. Psalm 46 happened to be Martin Luther, the great reformer's favorite psalm. It was the inspiration for his famous hymn, "A Mighty Fortress is Our God, a Bulwark Never Failing, a Defensive Shield Never Failing." That word strength in verse 1 means an offensive force, the vanguard, the cavalry, the infantry. God is our refuge and God is our strength, an ever-present help in trouble. God is our defensive help when we need to be defended. God is our offensive help when we need to go on an offense. God is our shield and God is our sword. God is every kind of help that we need right when we need it. In 2016, God is going to be for us and with us. Psalms is the language of poetry. Any of you here who know more than one language know that translating poetry is maybe the most difficult thing of all to translate. It's hard to capture all the nuances 100%. In Hebrew, it says three times in this psalm that God is for us. Verse 1, God is for us, a refuge and strength. Verse 7, the God of Jacob is for us, a fortress. Verse 11, the God of Jacob is for us, a fortress. God is for us, God is for us, God is for us. You know, that's great, but the promise doesn't stop there. It's possible to be for someone and yet not be in much of a position to help them. We were all for the people of Paris in November. This is a picture from Paris the night after the terror attacks, not afraid. We were all for them. Our hearts went out to them. We prayed for them. We changed our Facebook pictures to the French tricolor to express our solidarity with them. We were for them, but we couldn't do very much to help them from across the ocean, could we? That's why Psalm 46 goes on to tell us twice that God is not only for us, but he is also with us. The Lord Almighty. That title is Jehovah Sabaoth, the captain of the angelic armies of heaven. He is the one who is with us. Verse 11 again, Jehovah Sabaoth, the captain is with us. So let's put it all together, shall we? Nature may roar and shake in 2016. The nations may roar and shake in 2016. But no matter what the headlines may bring, God will be every kind of help we need just when we need it. He'll be our defensive help and he'll be our offensive help. Therefore, verse 2, we will not live in fear in 2016. Amen. Therefore, verse 5, we will not be shaken. Therefore, verse 10, we will be at peace. Beloved, can I tell you, no matter what the headlines bring in 2016, God is for us, for us, for us, and God is with us, with us. And no matter what your personal headlines might bring in 2016, God is for you, for you, for you, and the captain of the armies of heaven is with you, with you. You know what? I think we need to do something tonight. I think we need to prophesy over our 2016. You know what prophesying is? It's simply taking what God has said and it's declaring it again under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I want you to stand up with me this evening and we're going to make a confession of God's word over our 2016. You're prophesying over yourself. You're prophesying over your family. You're prophesying over Harvest Time Church. Come on, I'm going to lead you in a confession of faith and I want you to follow after me. In the name of Jesus, I confess that God will be every kind of help I need. God will be my defensive help. God will be my offensive help. God will be every kind of help I need. Right when I need it. Therefore, I will not live in fear. Therefore, I will not be shaken. Therefore, I will be at peace. God is for me, for me, for me. The captain of heaven's armies is with me, with me. For me, for me, for me. With me, with me. For me, for me, for me. With me, with me. I receive it in Jesus' name. Come on, would you give the Lord a praise tonight? God bless you. You may be seated. Three prophetic promises and one instruction. Inner peace. And the second promise is, in 2016, we're going to experience the Holy Spirit moving dynamically and powerfully. In the midst of this uncertain world, Psalm 46 tells us that God has a city. If you're wondering, where is this city? You're standing in it. The city is not a where. The city is a who. The city is you. Jesus told us that himself. The city is God's people wherever they're gathered. And in the midst of God's city, in the midst of God's people, there is a river. The river is not a what, but a who too. The river is the Holy Spirit in you. Jesus told us about this river. He said, whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow within him. By this he meant the Holy Spirit. I want you to notice a few things about God's river with me. For one thing, I want you to notice that God's river travels to every believer in Jesus. The river of Psalm 46 verse 4 recalls the river that watered the Garden of Eden. That river split in four directions, and the Bible says it watered every part of the garden. There was no part of the garden that didn't receive water from it. And so it is with God's city, with God's people. The river of God's presence that flows from his holy sanctuary splits into streams that keep every believer in Jesus spiritually watered and spiritually alive. Jesus said, whoever believes in me will experience these streams within. Another thing about the river is that it is constantly in motion. Jesus called it streams of living water. That's another way of saying moving water. Water that has a continuous flowing source and a continuous current. When I was a kid, we played in the Neshaminy Creek that ran behind my house. In Pennsylvania, a C-R-E-E-K is a crick. only Pastor Kevin would understand with me. But the exciting thing about the creek was that the current constantly brought new things downstream to us. Tadpoles and guppies and little water snakes and bobbers that had broken off of fishing lines and all kinds of other floating objects. Sometimes we would try to build little dams across the creek, but they never held for very long because that current, gentle as it was, it would always push the obstructions out of the way so that that water would just keep right on rolling. And that's the way it is with the river of the Holy Spirit. He is constantly in motion inside of us. His current is constantly bringing us new spiritual experiences from God's sanctuary. New discoveries and new gifts and new treasures and new revelations of God that we find in His Word. Our experience in Him is not stagnant. It's constantly changing. It's constantly full of wonder. It's constantly fresh and constantly exciting. You know, we're not the same week by week. We're not the same month by month and year by year. Each day, every week, we're growing from faith to faith, from strength to strength, from glory to glory. Beloved, let me tell you, if you're ending 2015 in the same place spiritually that you started, or even in a worse place, if you're bored with the things of God, then something's wrong. Someone's put a little dam in your creek, and God wants to push it out of the way tonight so that you can feel the current of His presence again. What does the river of the Holy Spirit do inside of us? Several things. The river of the Holy Spirit brings us soul satisfaction. One day Jesus met a thirsty woman at a well. Her physical thirst was an outward sign of her dire inward need for love and acceptance. She had had a revolving door of broken relationships in her life, and she was now in yet another relationship with no commitment and no security. Jesus told that woman if she would only drink of the water that He gives, the Holy Spirit, she would never be thirsty again. You know, when they were finished with their conversation, the woman had a drink from that river, and she left her empty water jar by the well, and she ran to tell all of her friends about Jesus. The water of the Holy Spirit is soul satisfying. The water of the Holy Spirit satisfies our deepest inward needs and longings. The water of the Holy Spirit satisfies our need for enduring love. It satisfies our need for affirmation. It satisfies our need for attention. It satisfies our need for dignity. It satisfies our need for companionship. Psalm 46 says that the river of God's presence makes us glad. You know, the water of the Holy Spirit brings a certain kind of unique joyfulness to our human spirit. The Bible says it's like the effect of wine without the letdown at the end. I'll tell you what, the only drink you need to take tonight on New Year's Eve is right here at this altar from the Holy Spirit. The water of the Holy Spirit inwardly delights us. Psalm 36 says that He gives us a drink from the river of His delight. The water of the Holy Spirit inwardly refreshes us when the world has sucked us dry. I know that some of you would love to find Mr. Right or Mrs. Right in 2016. You know, we would love that for you. Let's start booking weddings in phase two, shall we? I can't wait to do the first one. I know some of you are married and you're praying that your Mr. would get right or that your Mrs. would get right. And we want that too. But listen to me, before you look for Mr. Right or before you try to help your Mr. get right, you need to drink yourself from the river of God's delight. You see, you need the soul-satisfying water of the Holy Spirit so that you're operating in 2016 from a place of wholeness rather than from a place of need. What does the river of the Holy Spirit bring to us? The river of the Holy Spirit brings us inner security. God is in the midst of his people. They shall not be moved. You will not be shaken. You will not be anxious. You will not be sleepless in Seattle or in Scarsdale or in Stamford. You will not make bad decisions out of panic. You will not compromise out of fear. What does the river of the Holy Spirit bring to us? The river of the Holy Spirit brings us hope and practical help. God will help her when the morning comes. Psalm 65, verse 9 says that God's river brings us abundant physical provision. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide their grain. You water its irrigation furrows abundantly and bless its growth. You crown the year with goodness, and your paths drip with abundance. Isaiah 41, verse 18 says that God's river helps the poor. Isaiah 66, verse 12 says that God's river brings to us prosperity and the wealth of the nations. You know what? I'm claiming that for phase two in 2016. We need a little national wealth to help us finish phase two. Proverbs 18, verse 4 says God's river brings us wisdom. Amos 3, 25 says that God's river brings us righteousness. Isaiah 45, verse 18 says that God's river brings us peace. In contrast to the world's raging seas, God's streams are gentle and calm. You lead me beside the calm waters. Revelation 22, verse 2 says that God's river brings the fruit of healing. John 4, verse 14 says that God's river brings us eternal life. Isaiah 33, verse 21 says that God's river forms an impenetrable barrier against our enemy. Jerusalem will be a quiet home. There the majestic Lord will be for us, a place of broad rivers and streams in which no troop transports may sail and no warships may approach. Doesn't that make you a little thirsty tonight? Doesn't that make you want to take a drink from the river of his presence? Jesus said, come to these waters. If you're tired, if you're carrying heavy burdens, come to these waters, the river of the Holy Spirit, and you'll find rest for your soul. Three prophetic promises and one instruction. Inner peace in 2016, the moving of the Holy Spirit in 2016. The third promise is this. In 2016, we're going to experience God's miraculous help morning by morning. God will help her when the morning dawns. It's hard to know exactly when Psalm 46 was written, at what point in Israel's history. But there were numerous times when God's people were besieged by enemies and God delivered them when the sun came up. There was that morning in Egypt when the sun rose and God's people were set free from slavery and they were sent on their way with all the riches of Egypt. God will help them when the morning comes. There was that morning in the wilderness of Tekoa when the sun rose and a song rang out from the worship team. The Lord delights in showing mercy, and the angelic armies of heaven attacked the armies of three kings, and not one enemy soldier escaped alive. God will help them when the morning dawns. There was that morning in the wilderness of Edom when the sun rose and it reflected red light off of the ditches that God had miraculously filled with water when the morning sacrifice was offered. In one moment, God watered the armies of Israel and Judah in the desert, and he lured the Moabites into a trap. God will help them when the morning dawns. There was that morning in Samaria when the sun rose and four lepers brought the news that the Syrian army had run away in the night and left everything behind because they heard the sound of horses and chariots and a mighty army. God will help them when the morning dawns. There was that morning in Jerusalem when the sun rose and King Hezekiah found the corpses of 185,000 Assyrian soldiers struck down in the night by the angel of the Lord himself. God will help them when the morning dawns. And then there was another morning in Jerusalem when the sun rose and two men in shining garments stood inside a tomb and said, "Why are you seeking the living among the dead? Jesus is not here. He is risen, just as he said. God will help them when the morning dawns." Beloved, here's how we're going to live in 2016. We're going to awaken every new morning expecting to find ourselves the recipients of miraculous help. We're going to awaken expecting to be delivered from oppressive situations, oppressive people, and oppressive places. We're going to awaken expecting to be the recipients of divine provision. We're going to awaken expecting to be free from the enemy's threats over our life. Listen to me. When we go to bed each night of this new year, let's confess, God will help me when the morning dawns. You're going to sleep in heavenly peace in 2016. Your heart's going to be at peace. Your mind is going to be at peace. Your emotions are going to be at peace. Your physical body is going to be at peace. God's going to heal somebody from restless leg syndrome. See, while you're sleeping in 2016, the angel armies are on move on the earth. While you're sleeping in 2016, chariot wheels are turning and horses' hooves are pounding and thousands of feet are marching and the sound is scaring the liver out of your enemy. While you're sleeping in 2016, men in shining garments are on assignment on your behalf. While you're sleeping in 2016, the angel of the Lord himself is out fighting battles for you. While you're sleeping in 2016, angel armies are spoiling your enemies and preparing to hand the wealth of nations over to you when the morning dawns. And when we awaken in the morning, let's confess when our eyes open, God will help me today. You know what? It's New Year's Eve. That means that tomorrow morning is the first morning of the new year. So I want you to make the confession with me. Let's do it. You can do it now and then you're good to go for the night. You can go to sleep whenever you want. Denise and I seldom make it to when the ball drops, but you might, but you're good to go. Come on, we're going to make the confession. God will help me when the morning dawns. I want you to say that with me. God will help me when the morning dawns. Come on. God will help me when the morning dawns. Come on. God will help me when the morning dawns. Three prophetic promises: inner peace, the moving of the Holy Spirit, miraculous help, and now for one instruction. Worship team, you can come and help me finish if you would. In 2016, make more time to be still and experience God. Psalm 46 tells us that we don't know what the world will do, but it tells us all the wonderful things that God will surely do. And then it tells us just one thing to do. There's one imperative in this psalm. There's one command. There's one instruction. Be still. Be still and experience God. Be still in prayer. Be still in the Word. Be still in meditation on the Word. You know, that's actually memorizing Scripture. Be still in worship. Sing in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Be still in fellowship with other believers. Beloved, can I tell you that there is just way too much activity in our lives, and there's not enough still. There's way too much work and not enough still. There's too much soccer practices and swimming meets and dance classes and music lessons and not enough still. There's too much gym and not enough still. I'm glad my trainer Dom isn't here. He'd break me in half for that. There's too much fussing over the house and not enough still. There's too much weekend excursions and not enough still. There's too much recreation, too much entertainment, too much shopping, too much television, too much social media, and not enough still. I was moved by this photo I came across the other day. This is the congregation in the Philippines. And even though their church was flooded out, they came to worship. I have to confess, it hurt my heart a little bit when I saw this, because I know that attendance this coming weekend at harvest time will be low for no other reason than it's a holiday weekend and people just going to take the Sunday off. On the other side of the world, people walk through a flood and they stand ankle deep in water in their own sanctuary because they can't bear not to worship. Come on, let's be like them in 2016. Let's be so hungry to worship that come hell or high water, we can't bear not to come and to give God the glory that is due His name. Perhaps on this New Year's Eve, God would have you evaluate your priorities going into 2016. Is there enough still in your life? God says, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be every kind of help you need this year. I'm going to be your defensive help. I'm going to be your offensive help. I'm going to be every kind of help you need right when you need it. No matter what the headlines bring, I'm for you, for you, for you. I'm with you, I'm with you. I'm going to satisfy your soul with the river of my presence and all the good things that it brings. I'm going to quiet your heart and your mind. I'm going to miraculously help you morning by morning in 2016. Now here's all I ask you to do. Just be still. Three prophetic promises and one instruction for 2016. God is for us a defensive shield and an offensive force. Every kind of help we need right when we need it. Therefore, we will not live in fear. Though nature or the nations roar and shake, there is a river of the Holy Spirit whose streams bring joy to the people of God. God is in our midst and we will not be shaken. God will help us when the morning dawns. The captain of the angelic armies is with us. God is for us, a fortress. Be still. The captain of the angelic armies is with us. God is for us, a fortress. Harvest Time Church, receive the word of the Lord. Would you stand and give Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, a great big praise in this place tonight? Oh, come on, don't give him a wimpy little praise. Let's give Jesus a great big praise in this place tonight. There's one final thing that I want to share with you about rivers. From time to time, rivers surge. The weather can send water surging down a river, or water can be manually released from somewhere upstream. When I was a senior in high school, our class trip was to go whitewater rafting in North Carolina. And it just so happened that when we went, they had opened up floodgates up the river, and it sent a surge of water down the river to where we were. The river was unusually high. It was unusually fast. It was unusually fun. Do you know that heaven has floodgates The Bible says so. And here's what I believe God wants to do in harvest time in 2016, in January, starting tonight. I believe that God wants to open the floodgates of heaven, and I believe He wants to send a surge of the river of the Holy Spirit down where we are. I believe that He wants to cause the river of His presence to rise in this place. I believe He wants to send His current to clean out the stagnant places in our life. I believe that He wants to push away some little dams in our creek that we've built. And I believe that He wants to refresh us and send us new discoveries and treasures downstream from His sanctuary. And so here's what I'm going to ask you to do in the last couple minutes of our service. I'm going to ask you if you would take one moment and come to this altar simply to be still and to worship the Lord with us. We were singing a little chorus during communion. It says, "Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down." And if you want to come and just close out 2015 and start this new year just being still, would you get out of your seat and come join us right down here at the front? If you're coming, I want to invite you to come all the way down so that those coming behind you can find a place to stand here at the altar. Come on, let's lift up our voices. Let's lift up our faces. Let's lift up our hands and let's just worship. Let's be still and let's worship for just a moment in this place. Here I am.
So here I am to worship. Here I am to bow. Here I am to say, you're my God, you're altogether love, altogether word, altogether wonderful to
me.
Here I am, and here I am to worship, here I am to bow. Here I am to stay, you're my God, you're all together love, all together word, all together wonderful to me. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow, here I am to say, you're my God, you're all together loving, all together worthy, all together wonderful to you.
I'll never know
how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross.
Here I am to worship.
Here I am to bow. Here I am to say, you're my God, you're all together loving, all together worthy, all together wonderful to me.
One more time.
Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're all together loving, all together worthy, all together wonderful to me.
Come on, I want you to lift up your faces. I want you to lift up your hands. And I want you to, you just begin to express your praise. Come on, would you just open your mouth and would you just begin? Come on, the Bible says, in the midst of the sanctuary, I will declare your name. Come on, would you just begin to give Him thanks? Come on, the fruit of your lips. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, we're the recipients of such precious promises, aren't we? Can't you thank God for that? Can't you say thank you for your great promises to me, Lord? Thank you for your great promises. Thank you for your great promises. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, if the Lord's given you another tongue to worship Him, would you just lift up your voice and let's just worship Him? Thank you, Jesus. Come on, just worship Him for 1 second. Come on, church, just worship for 1 second. Lift up your hands, lift up your faces. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come on, lift up your hands, lift up your faces to the Lord. Father, right now, thank you for your peace. God, we will not live in fear in 2016. We will not live in fear in 2016. Some of you have been living in fear that you're going to be physically incapacitated. I take authority over that spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. I rebuke that lying voice out of your mind in the name of Jesus. You will not live in fear in 2016. God is for you, for you, for you, with you, with you. God is your defensive help and your offensive help. He's every kind of help you need right when you need it. Some of you are living in fear of premature death. Come on, in Jesus' name, we take authority over that spirit of fear. God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit, the Holy Spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. In Jesus' name. Inner peace. Come on, put your hand over your heart. I want you to just speak peace to your heart. God's saying, be still, be still, be still. Some of you are in anxiety over your career. Be still, be still, be still. In Jesus' name. Some of you are in anxiety over your home. Be still, be still, be still. In Jesus' name. Some of you are in anxiety over your house. Be still, be still, be still. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, now lift up your hands. Father, in Jesus' name, would you send a surge of the river of your Holy Spirit through this place? God, would you release the river of the Holy Spirit? You said everyone who believes, everyone who believes, everyone who believes, within him rivers, streams of living water. Father, would you release, Lord, the river of your presence, Lord? Father, would you let the tide rise? Father, would you open the floodgates of heaven over our church, over Harvest Sun Church? Would you open the floodgates of heaven over our lives? Would you open the floodgates of heaven over our families? Would you open the floodgates of heaven over your people, Lord? Would you let the river flow? Father, I pray that you'd just clean out stagnant water, Lord. And I pray that you'd break down dams right now in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray your gentle current, Lord, would just push, 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 push in Jesus' name. Come on, church, lift up your hands, lift up your faces to heaven. Come on, just receive it right now. God's just opening the floodgates and releasing the river of his presence It brings joy. It brings gladness. Some of you, you're going to get over your grieving. You've been grieving a loss, and there's been a spirit of heaviness, a spirit of grief, and God's about to give you a garment of praise in the place of a spirit of heaviness. He's about to give you a unique kind of joyfulness that's like the effect of wine, only without all the bad side effects. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, if you've had a heavy heart, put your hand over your heart right now. And I want you to just say, joy, 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 joy in Jesus' name. Joy in Jesus' name. Joy in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Lift up your hands one more time. Come on, God is going to help you miraculously morning by morning in 2016. Some of you are worried there's not going to be enough work tomorrow. There's not going to be enough work next week. There's going to be enough work. There's going to be more than enough work. There's going to be more work than you can handle. You're going to have to give away work. You're going to have the choice of the best work morning by morning. Miraculous help morning by morning. Come on, I want you to make that confession. God will help me. Come on, God will help me when the morning comes. Come on, God will help me when the morning comes. God will help me when the morning comes in Jesus' name. Come on, church, would you give the Lord a great big praise in this place? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. There's more I want to do, but we need a bigger building. And there's a service waiting in the foyer to come in. So God bless you. Have an amazing new year. We will see you this weekend. Come on, the Lord's going to do great things this year. Amen. Come on, I want you to hug about 2 or 10 people and say, God will help me in 2016. God be with you, everyone, and happy new year.